advised that we had reached a tentative agreement with Texaco on Texaco's lease, but he has the file with him on this, so I don't have them in front of me. A map of Kachemak Bay would show you where all these leases are located, and the SoCal leases are by far the vast majority of the leases. There are only two other major leases outside of SoCal's. One of them is Texaco, and the other one is Shell's. Now, SoCal bid in the sale in 1973 approximately $16,600,000 bonus. Now, just to give you an idea of how that compares, Texaco and Shell combined, I think, bid a total of around $5 million for their two leases. SoCal has a large number of leases. It's covered in the contract, which is submitted to the committee with the bill. You should have backup material, Mr. Chairman, a copy of the contract, which has been tentatively signed, plus a breakdown of the items in the contract that should have been furnished to the committee with the letter of transmittal. I know it was furnished with a letter of transmittal. I don't know what was furnished to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know about everybody else. Unless there's people that want to testify otherwise, I feel from the press coverage so thoroughly familiar with this whole thing, I'm ready to propose a motion unless there's more discussion anybody else wants to make.
Chairman Miller, I'd like to say one more sentence if you don't mind. And that is that this agreement was reached after SoCal approached the state. We did not initiate the discussions. After the bill passed last session, SoCal came to us and suggested that in light of all the facts, testimony and what have you, they thought it appropriate to resell the leases, and they have, I think, been very fair with the state, and we have tried to be very fair with them. I hope that everyone walks away from this very difficult situation with their head up, and I think that SoCal has tried to be very good about it. I just wanted you to know that.
And Mr. Brennan.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I had one question, Mr. Bruce. In reference to these leases, if we buy back the Chevron leases for this amount of money, just leaving residual in Texaco and Shell, isn't there still one or two other very small holders?
Yes.
Is there any possibility that by virtue of buying back Shell, that it would increase in value in the eyes of the holders of the small leases? In fact, they may all of a sudden say, well, now, so ours is worth much more. And it'd be much more difficult for you, in fact, to close it totally out of the trade.
I don't think so. We haven't concentrated on the small leaseholders up till now, quite frankly, because they have a number of small leases along the shore, some of which have already been forfeited to the state through lack of rent. And we assume that there would be no problem with those people. As a practical matter, if the majors pull out of the area, it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, for those people to develop the leases in any event. So I think it would be in their interest to resell to the state. In some instances, I suppose we could simply leave the leases, but I don't think that would be fair. I really don't. And I think that those people have a right to have their money refunded to them, whether or not they could develop the leases. And that's what we intend to do. But I don't anticipate that SoCal and Texaco both have sold the leases back to the state basically for what they paid for them. And that is, I think, will set a standard which is going to guide us throughout all our negotiations on this. And I don't anticipate any trouble.
We had a motion here to pass the bill out.
Should we identify this as a payment to SoCal?
Well, it's an appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the purposes of honoring their contract with Chevron USA. I suppose you could say that.
I mean, because it really doesn't say, other than the bill that passed, it doesn't say what that 12 meters is used for.
I suppose it would be clearer to say that.
But. Well, that might create a problem, though, isn't it, on some of these extra expenses and stuff like that?
Purposes.
It seems to me it's identified as to satisfy the purposes of Chapter 113, and that, therefore, you know, any expenses. That, you know,
I think the bill is adequate the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they could give the money to Texaco.
In theory, they could. They could, but the letter of transmittal indicates that it is specifically for the purpose of SoCal.
Now, we had a motion on the floor to pass the bill out. Was that a due pass or?
I recommend due pass, yes.
You hear the motion? All in favor, signify by raising the right hand. Opposed? The ayes have it.
We're always so convincing.
That was the most reluctant you're going to vote I've ever seen.